Pope Benedict XVI's personal representative at the 50th International Eucharistic Congress is on a pilgrimage of penance to Ireland's historic sanctuary Lough Derg at the express request of Pope Benedict XVI to pray for forgiveness, reconciliation and healing in the wake of the sex abuse scandal in Ireland, Emma McCarthy reports.
Before the Eucharistic celebration Tuesday afternoon, dedicated to communion and marriage and the family, the Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, informed the biggest congregation to date in the RDS arena that the papal legate Cardinal Mark Ouellette was not present because he had undertaken a pilgrimage to the island known as St. Patrick's Purgatory, or Station Island, which has been traditionally receiving pilgrims continuously for well over 1,000 years. Earlier Tuesday morning, the issue of abuse, how it has damaged the communion of the Church and undermined the integrity of the body of Christ, was also the subject of an extensive talk by visiting Archbishop Luis Tagle of Manila in the Philippines. Speaking to an overcrowded hall, the leading theologian offered an in-depth analysis on the crisis regarding the Church in Asia. However, as he progressed, many present recognized universal similarities. Archbishop Tagle diagnosed the problem in cultural, pastoral and legal terms, but he also offered some responses, such as pastoral care to the victims and their families, the hurting communities where the violation has taken place, the priest offender who must be helped by being made to face up to the truth and its consequences, the priest offender's family who also suffer the burden of guilt, and non-offending clergy whom he said are on the front line of public reaction. Christian faith impels integrity, he concluded. As a family, a church that loves and protects children is a force of love for the world. When the floor opened for the public's response, Archbishop Tagle was greeted with prolonged applause. From the 50th International Eucharistic Congress in Dublin, I'm Emer McCarthy.